Okay. Well, I mentioned a little bit ago that we were going to consider profit. And so the question is, did I mean P-R-O-P-H-E-T or did I mean P-R-O-F-I-T?
I vote for F-I-T.
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to consider P-R-O-F-I-T. So, where I'd like to begin here is in 2 Timothy. And we're going to look at a couple of these scriptures that are very, very familiar to many of you, which is good. These are good scriptures to be familiar with. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 16 says, All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And I know that many of you know that's translated from a Greek word that literally means God breathed. Or, you know, breathed by God. It's a figure of speech to draw attention that it's by God. He spoke it. It's His word. All scripture is given by inspiration of God or God breathed and is profitable. That scripture, God's word, is profitable. And here's what it's profitable for. For doctrine. Which here means, in this context, it is teaching. It is right teaching. For reproof. We all know what reproof is. That's, you know, where we're not believing rightly. Perhaps it might be pointing something out, or it might be, you know, instructing more thoroughly in a thing so that you have a better understanding of it. So it's profitable for doctrine, teaching, reproof, and then it says instruction. Correction. For instruction in righteousness. The purpose being that the man of God may be perfect. Okay, that word perfect means to be equipped. Throughly furnished or equipped unto all good works. So it's that man of God. Now this man of God is set here in contrast to those who are of the world. Do you understand? See? So it is profitable for that one, for that man or woman of God to be fully equipped for every what? For every good work. That's something? That's what the Word of God's profitable for. That's what Scripture's profitable for. And the work or the works that are being referred to here are those works that stem from God's Word. See? Let's flip a page, if you need to Titus chapter 3. So, God's Word is profitable. You know, that word profitable means it's useful. It's of benefit, advantage. Titus chapter 3, verse 4 says, but after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration. You know what that means? Born again. That's what it means. Yeah. By the washing of regeneration, or being born again, and renewing of Holy Spirit. There's only one other place this word renewed is used. It's in Romans chapter 12. Isn't that something? Where we renew our minds to who and what we are in Christ. Here, by way of the mercy of God, or because of the mercy of God, we've been saved. We have deliverance. Okay? By being born again and Holy Spirit, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. That being justified, or made righteous, justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Isn't that something? We have salvation now. We have deliverance now. We are saved now. Whoever believes on the Lord Jesus Christ is saved. But there is a deliverance to come. And we're heirs of that deliverance. Right now, the word says we have the deposit of that deliverance to come. It's the guarantee. See? And we enjoy that which Jesus Christ has accomplished for us. But the fullness of all that we are will be realized at the return of Jesus Christ. And it's called a hope because He hasn't come back yet. You know, Harry's wearing a t-shirt with what's supposed to be Jesus with dark sunglasses on. It says, "I'll be back."
Yeah, that's right, right.
And He will be back. You know, and when He does, we're going to be gathered together with Him. See, isn't that something? So we're heirs of that. We're heirs of a deliverance that's yet to come. This is a faithful saying, or you could understand this, or this could be translated, the word is what? It's faithful. See? The word is faithful. And these things I will, that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful. The word careful here is to be mindful of, to think about it. To think about maintaining what?
Good works.
Good works. It's interesting. We weren't saved by works of righteousness. We were saved by what? Grace. By grace. The mercy and grace of God. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. See? But we've been given something, haven't we? Okay. Might think about, be mindful of, maintaining good work. This word maintain is kind of interesting. You could handle this as take the lead in good works. That's something. Now what kind of good works are we talking about here? Well, the context here is that which God has given, right? And we read in Timothy, we just read, that the Word of God is what equips us to do what? Right. So, anyway. Might be careful. These things are good and what? Profitable. See, these things are profitable unto men. They're profitable unto people. We ought to read verse 9. In contrast, but avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are what?
Unprofitable
and without purpose. Vain. Isn't that something? See? So those works that are being spoken of here by those who are born again and who have spirit, works that stem from the Word of God that's profitable and fully equips us to do those things are profitable to people. That's something. Profitable to others. Let's go to 1 Timothy. Back to 1 Timothy, chapter 4. Now, we never were in 1 Timothy, were we? We're going there now. So we think carefully about that, about maintaining or taking the lead. And it's serving others is what we're talking about. And we'll see that in a few minutes. 1 Timothy chapter 4. I wanted to get a running context here. Verse 7. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. 4. Bodily exercise profits little. And what that means is it profits for a little while. That's what that means. Bodily exercise profits for a little while. Okay? Because this life is short. Right? Then it says, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life, or what was promised of the life that now is, and of that, what? Which is to come. Isn't that something? Godliness. That, you know, and godliness, its basic meaning is that relationship with God. See? That relationship with God. That issues in our behavior and how we live and work. See? And that comes from God's Word. That comes from God's Word. That comes from an accurate knowledge of God's Word. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Let's start in verse 14. Of these things, put them in remembrance. This is instruction to Timothy. Charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, to the subverting of the hearers. Words to no profit, it literally means word battles. Okay? And to the subverting of the hearers, it means to overthrow. That's something. The word subverting means to overthrow. So it's word battles that overthrow the hearers. Verse 15. Study. To show thyself approved unto God, a workman, that needs not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing or rightly cutting the what? The word of truth. See? Because it's God's word. It's God's word. And that word is profitable. It's profitable. It's what equips that man of God or that woman of God or anybody who walks with God to do that which God would have them do. It's what fully equips us. It's worth working, taking the time and the effort to make the Word of God your own. Spend time with God's Word. It's really something. And then we rightly divide that Word. We rightly divide that Word that we're not ashamed of our what? Of our workmanship. You know, Richie's in the middle of doing a bathroom and I keep, you know, and it's a lot of work. And he, of course, thought he'd have it done in 5 days. Ha! Which I believe is what I said at the time. yes, I know how much work bathrooms can take. I've done a few. But the thing is, and the thing to remember, is that when it's all done, and you're sitting in that bathroom, that what you're looking at blesses you. You know what I mean? You're not ashamed of your workmanship, right? Boy, what about God's word? What about God's word? See, it's worth taking the time to put the effort in. Worth taking the time to understand what the word says. Not what people say about the word. What does the word say? See. Verse 16, but shun profane and useless babblings, for they will increase unto more, what? Ungodliness. Isn't that something? Boy, the answer here is what? It's God's word. Right? See? It's the answer for godliness. It's the answer for good works that are profitable to others. There's a lot of works out there. And their word will eat as doth a canker or a gangrene, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have what? They've erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and they overthrow the believing of some. That's not profitable. They overthrow the believing. That was the result. And they were wrongly dividing God's word. They were saying the resurrection was past already. Isn't that something? And boy, they overthrew the believing. And that's what these kinds of things will do. They'll overthrow the believing of people. That's not profitable. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his. And let every one that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these what? What's the context? Purge himself from these deviations from the truth. That's what we purge ourselves from. We don't deviate from the truth. We rightly cut God's word. He shall be a vessel unto what? Honor. Sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every what? Good work. See? Those deviations from the truth that are unprofitable, that overthrow believing. It's the right cutting of the truth, which is God's word. That's what's profitable. That's what is profitable to people. It's worth taking the time to be right. Yeah. This whole chapter is pretty awesome. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. He goes on to talk about the servant of the Lord. And, you know, all of us have received from God. And all of us can bring profit to our brothers and sisters. And, you know, in that context in Timothy was one who had that desire to serve others in the body of Christ. And he was called by God to do that, and he did it. And it talks about, you know, they're being gentle, skillful in teaching, skillful in handling God's word. That's something. Because it's God's word that brings deliverance. It's God's word that makes known God. It's God's word that makes known Christ. And we rightly divide that word. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Um, This is where I wanted to read the working translation, because I think this is going to be much clearer. You can certainly follow along. Verse 7, in the working translation, it reads, however, in the King James it says, but, however, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each person for what?
Profit.
For profit. King James says, to profit withal. What are we talking about today?
Profit.
Profit, right. And who has been given the manifestation of Spirit to profit?
Each person.
What is that?
Each person.
Every person, right. Verse 8. For example, for one prophet, a word of wisdom is given by the Spirit. For another prophet, a word of knowledge. By the same what?
Spirit.
For another, believing by the same Spirit. For another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. For another, operations of miracles. For another. Another what?
Prophecy.
For another, discernings of spirits. For another, kinds of tongues. For another, interpretation of tongues. See? The one and the same Spirit energizes all these manifestations, all of these, distributing to each individually as He wills. These manifestations of the Spirit are for what?
Profit.
They're for profit. That's something. And every member in the body of Christ has been given Holy Spirit and has the ability to bring profit to their brothers and sisters. At a minimum, by way of manifestations of Spirit. Right? When somebody in a believer's meeting and they speak in tongues and interpret, is there a profit to that?
Yes.
You get blessed. You're in a situation where you just don't know. You don't know what to do. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Think that would bring profit? Huh? Absolutely. And God has given this to every believer. That is the right cutting of God's word. It's not saying that one has word of wisdom, one has word of knowledge, and that if you don't get together, you're in deep trouble. Because you got the knowledge, but you don't know what the heck to do with it. Come on. Every man, woman, and who is born again of God's Spirit has those manifestations of the Spirit, and they bring profit. Right? Really beautiful. And the how of it, the how, and we looked at this, I think it was last week, the how of it is 1 Corinthians 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am nothing. And then you get down to verse 3. Though I give my body to be burned, I do all this stuff, it is of no profit to who? To me. If it's without what?
God.
Without love. God is love. But operating those manifestations in love is what brings the most profit to others. Isn't that simple? Isn't that wonderful? So, the Word of God is profitable. And apparently, the Spirit of God is profitable. Why, I think we've got everything we need here. Right? Absolutely. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We're almost done. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Here, let me use this so I can find things easier. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24. It says, let no man seek his own, but every man another's edification or profit. Do I want to read this whole thing? Let's start. I should have read verse 23. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. That word expedient is profitable. It's not profitable. All things are lawful. I'm not under the law, am I? But all things are not what? Profitable. And this profitable is they're not profitable to me, and they're not profitable to my Lord Jesus Christ. Understood? See?
Yeah.
And that's what it means. It's not profitable. All things are lawful for me, but all things don't edify or build up. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's edification. See? Do you see that? Let's go down to verse 31. Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God, giving none offense or cause of stumble. This is how you do this. It's not a glory to God because you say it's a glory to God. Understood? That's not what makes it a glory to God, because I say it's a glory to God. Here, we're going to find out what it is. It's one. It doesn't cause somebody else to stumble. It doesn't make it hard for somebody else to think positively about the Lord Jesus Christ and about our God. Isn't that something? That brings glory to God. Neither to the Judean, nor to the Gentile, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all, in all things, not seeking my own, what? But the profit of many, that they may be what? That's what brings glory to God. Not pleasing myself, it says in Romans. Jesus Christ didn't please himself, see, but he sought the benefit of others. Philippians says that we think on the things of others, right? That brings glory to God. So whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. What does that mean? That means not bringing offense, not causing somebody else to stumble, but keeping in mind who I represent. See? Seeking the profit of the many rather than my own. That makes sense? Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. Here's another familiar scripture. Hebrews 4. Yeah, I wrote the wrong verse down. Verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. The them is referring to Israel during the time of Moses. But the word preached, Hebrews 4:2, the word preached did not what? Profit them, not being mixed with believing in them that heard it. That's what makes the word profitable. It's when it's believed. Isn't that beautiful? The word of God is profitable. It is profitable, and it's profitable for all the things that it says it's profitable for, but it must be what? Believed. See? That's what makes it profitable. Really something. There's a verse in Hebrews 12 that talks about God instructing us for our profit. See? He instructs us for our profit. He knows what's good for us. That's right. Let's close in Ephesians. So we've been equipped. We've got God's word, which is profitable. We've got the Spirit of God, which is profitable. And these things are what teach us and show us what it is we have coming in the future. That great hope. Let's pick it up in verse 4. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, Ephesians 3, 4, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the untrackable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship or the administration of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God. The rest of that verse is in the critical Greek texts. To the intent that now, under the principalities and powers in the heavenlies, might be known by the what?
The church.
By the church. The manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed or accomplished in Christ our Lord. That the wisdom of God might be known by who? Yeah. The church. It's really something when you put all these things together. Christ is the wisdom of God. The world calls it foolishness, but Christ is the wisdom of God. Right?
Right.
Absolutely. And those of us that are in Christ are the wisdom of God. That's something. Who else could figure that out? See? What God accomplished in Christ was God's wisdom, and we are God's wisdom to be seen, that the manifold or multifarious wisdom of God might be known. That's something. That's right. It's the Word of God that makes known God. It's the Scriptures that make known Christ. It's the Scriptures that make known that mystery, that one new man in Christ. It's the Scriptures that make known the wisdom of God. When we speak God's Word, when we rightly divide God's word, we walk with him, we are bringing profit to others. We're maintaining good works to others. The greatest thing we can do is speak God's word to somebody else. Because it's profitable now and for what? All eternity. See, even if they just walk away, if all they do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and that God raised him from the dead, on the Lord Jesus, and believe that God raised him from the dead is what the word says, they got eternal life. Right?
Right.
Absolutely. They could call you crazy in the next minute, but they'll be there when Jesus Christ returns. Now that's profitable, right?
Right?
Absolutely. So we get to do that stuff. So, amen?